B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Laura, what you got?
Well, okay, so I've been dating this guy, Jay. I don't know, I just really like him, you know? It's been easy, it's been cool. And he hasn't really ghosted, but he hasn't made plans to go out again either. Like, we were going out, like every other night, and now we're just sort of texting, and it's still, I guess, sort of flirty, but then it doesn't end with, like, what are you doing on Friday? You know? Like, it's just weird, and I don't know what's going on.
This girl's just like, go on dates with me every other night, then it propose, then let's get married.
She's
and
ready
have babies.
To go.
My God.
Well, it felt like it was going like relationship way.
Yeah.
You know, we spent a lot of time together and now nothing, but he's still like trying to stay in touch, but he's not making like a plan. And so, I don't know what's up.
So him slowing down just a little bit equals to you that you're like, you're looking like 10 steps ahead and you're like, he's blowing me off already. I mean, he's still responding. We're still going up, but I can tell, I can see it coming.
Well, I mean, I just want to know, like, are we done or what? You know?
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know if we should call this a second date update. We're going to call this, are we done or what? That's what we're going to call it. All right. Hang on, Laura.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. We just spoke to Laura. This is very interesting because she's been going out with this guy, Jay. And he hasn't really blown her off. They're kind of still seeing each other, but she said she's noticing that it's starting to slow down. So she already feels like the relationship's over.
Warning signals.
Oh, yeah, warning signals. So you want us to call him and give him an ultimatum? Like, we'll see, ask
no,
him.
No, I just want to know, like, you know, are we going to go out again or are we just going to, like, text?
Yeah, no. We need to progress this. Texting is boring. Let's go.
Okay, jeez.
No, I'm just saying, we got to get this moving.
All right, Laura, stay quiet. We're going to call him next.
Hello?
Hi, Jay?
Dude, I told you I'm sorry. Stop calling me. I didn't mean to f*** your wife.
What?
What?
Hello?
What?
You f*** my wife?
Wait, what is happening right now? What just happened?
He hung up.
What? Okay, Ramiro, is something you want to tell us? What's going on?
I think I need to call my wife.
No, he did. He said, stop calling me. I'm not your wife.
Laura.
What? I don't even know what that was.
What? Are you sure you got the right number?
Are you married?
No.
And that was, was that Jay's voice? Did that sound like him?
Yeah, that was him. I mean, I don't know what that was. That was weird.
Yo, we got to talk to this dude. Call him back.
All right. We're going to try and call him back.
Hello?
Jay, please don't hang up. This isn't...
I'm sorry. Like, what? I don't know.
Okay, listen. Okay, we're calling you from a radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you because there's a girl who likes you and wants to go out with you, but what were you talking about?
Wait, what the f*** is going on? You're calling from radio about a girl?
Yeah, what the f*** is going on? That's a great question. Yes, we're calling you because there was a girl that told us to call you because she likes you and would like to go on a date with you. And then when we called you, you yelled at me and told me that you're going to stop f***ing my wife and hung up on me. What are you talking about?
That was a misunderstanding.
You
sorry.
Think?
Yeah. Are you f***ing somebody's wife?
I did, and the husband found out, and now he's been stalking me. Like, everywhere I go, I feel like I see this guy. I'm at the grocery store, and I feel like he's there watching me. Like, I just...
Jay, what the f*** is going on? It's Laura.
Yeah, Jay, Laura's the one who called us about you.
I called the radio because I was like, what the hell is going on? Because we were going out, and now we're not going out, or whatever, but, like, what the f*** is... Who is this? What the f*** are you doing?
Laura, I'm so sorry. There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
When was this? When did you f*** the Mary chick?
A few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago? Like, before we met or after we met?
Ooh.
You said you said you hadn't been with anybody for so long, and like you've been single for so long. Did you know she was married?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Oh,
every guy deep down wants to bang a married chick. Like that's just
really
a dream. And so I thought it was
wow,
a one and done thing. And then this guy had to find out, and now he's stalking me. But like I'm done with her. I just with all this going on right now. I don't have time, but I really do want to get with you. I just need a storm to kind of settle.
No, like, no, like this, I don't need this drama. Like, you're picking up the phone now because some guy is stalking you. I'm like, off and delete my pictures.
Wait, hold on. Jay, would you like to go out with Laura again?
Yeah, I think we're done here.
Yes.
Too bad.
Yeah, well, she hung up. Sorry about that.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right, drinking on a date. Not bad. Drinking too much on a date could be bad. Drinking too much before the date even starts, always bad. Listen tomorrow morning.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.